Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 19, 2023. See the fruits of one's work. Question: do you have fear that your students will no longer need you like it happened with Rabash's students at the time? Answer: I don't know. For now, I do not feel this way. Some time ago I was told a fortune that I would live for many years. But I heard it by accident from someone. Personally, I do not make plans and I do not think that it is necessary. After all, spirituality is not connected to mechanical years. I would want to see my students tightly connected among themselves in the world that they understand and are able to adapt to and that they spiritually subjugate themselves. To subjugate it in the kind sense, meaning to give out what it needs. The world will understand and accept them. The world will be in good and kind communication with them. It will receive the method of correction, elevation, and well-being from them. It is quite possible that everything will suddenly break off. I do not know. Why should I make any predictions? A Kabbalist wants to see the fruits of his work. Besides, when he departs from this world, he is leaving relative to his students. They do not see him, do not have contact with him as before. However, he still remains among them. He still senses for real their inner essence. This so-called illusory world Olam HaMejume disappears, but everything else stays. No connection is lost except for the outer physical connection between people who exist only in it. Therefore, the Kabbalist loses his ability to act in a clear earthly way upon people who exist only in material attainment. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Teacher, April 30, 2011. The origins of science fiction. Question: what stimulates science fiction writers who suddenly start writing something that becomes real later? Answer: for example, Rabbi Shimon was a concrete and very great person. But he could not express his thoughts in such a way that others could understand him at least partially. Even if people did not understand, then they could use what he presented 2,000 years later. Therefore, he had a student, Rabbi Abba, who expressed the words of Rabbi Shimon in a general way. This is how the Book of Zohar was written. What Rabbi Shimon said, we do not know, because he expressed his thoughts on a slightly different level, and Rabbi Abba expressed them closer to us as if cultivating the too lofty speech of Rabbi Shimon. The fact is that the soul of Rabbi Abba was from the surrounding light. That is, he had a quality that allowed him to express everything in such a way that we, his descendants, would understand in 2,000 years. The same is true with science fiction writers. Their souls are from the surrounding light. They can feel, comprehend, and express their dreams, thoughts, conjectures, and desires in the form of fantasy devices and living conditions. This is a quality of the soul. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The Evolution of Kabbalists, May 7, 2011. The Charisma of a Kabbalist. Comment: all government leaders are charismatic, self-confident personalities. In their charisma, they are not inferior to you or to everyone else. My response: but my charisma is of a different nature. The difference is that I think about the well-being of the world in accordance with the upper will. I study it and try to be its humble conduit, suppressing myself, my egoism, and any personal interests I may have. My personal interest lies in having no personal interest at all. And for rulers, everything is built upon elevating themselves regardless of the means, sell anything to anyone in any way, just to stay in power and rise even higher. Question: how do you restrain yourself from seeking personal gain? Answer: to do that one must first acquire the attribute of bestowal, which is only possible under the influence of the upper light. And only when a person attains that can he really do something for the benefit of the world, and not for himself. Question: but can he fall into such a state when he starts using it himself? Answer, he may fall into a state when he suddenly wants to take advantage of it, but he will refrain from doing so. After all, these are special descents meant to further correct oneself. From CapTV's I Got a Call. Brainwashing. May 14, 2011. One step before the abyss. Question. Alfred Nobel, the one after whom the famous Nobel Prize is named, turns out to have worked seriously for war. He invented a detonator, dynamite, explosive mixtures, and built military factories. It is reported that in 1888, an obituary accidentally appeared in the newspaper stating that he had died. His brother had died, but a newspaper reported him to be dead. Suddenly, obituaries and articles about him labeled him the merchant of death, who grew rich by developing ways to maim, mutilate, and kill, and the dynamite king. This story turned him upside down. He did not want to die with humanity remembering him only as a villain. And he bequeathed all his fortune to create a fund, the interest from which would be given to those who bring the greatest help to humanity. Does a person not want to remain a villain in people's memory? Answer, this is very important for a person. Question, if I have been doing evil all my life, I want to leave in a way to be remembered that I am a righteous man? I ate up people, and they will say that I, on the contrary, helped people and so on. Answer, yes. He has done a lot of evil to humanity by inventing all this. Question. He invented it, built military factories, and earned money from it. This money is largely bloody, it turns out. Is public opinion such a crazy lever that it can turn the villain over? Here it turned him around. He wanted to leave as a man. Today we see how many villains there are in the world. If everything is directed at turning them over, can public opinion be built so that they turn around? Is it possible or not? Answer. No, they control public opinion, they do not care. They work on humanity in such a way that they remain just good boys in public opinion. Question, can I be free from public opinion? A lot of people write, I am free. Answer, everyone writes it. That is why they write. No one is free, and it puts a lot of pressure on everyone. Question, in principle, is it possible to lead a person like this? To regulate him? It is public opinion. Answer, if public opinion understood itself well and correctly influenced people, the world would be different. Question, so, are you laying your hopes on this? Answer, I do not have any hopes because society is such that it is not interested in this. And the person will pay another couple of million, and there will be a good opinion. You see how all the mass media are bought. Comment, yes. And they build public opinion. I was with you in 2006 in Arosa. You had an Arosa report. Peacemakers gathered there, those who wanted to make the world a better place. You went there in the hope that you could convince them of this. In your report in Arosa, you said that if we create such a public opinion that we encourage only those who are engaged in giving back to society, doing good deeds, then the world will slowly begin to change. At that time, you still had hope that the world would change. My response, it was a different time, 17 years ago. Question, so, was it time of some hope? Answer, of course. Question, what happened during this period? Answer, humanity has become completely different. For the worse. Today I would not say that at all. Then they listened to it with some interest. Comment, not with some, but with great interest. I was just on the camera, filming the audience that was listening. There was a professors, there were the luminaries of the world. And they all listened very carefully. Very. To the whole report. My response, I would not say that today. It would sound naive. Question. If we create good media, if we create such a public opinion? Answer, it will not help in any way. In no way. Question, did something happen to you or did something happen to the world? Answer, no, it is such an egoistic movement in the world that absolutely no one cares about anything. We do not even need any proof here. I do not believe in a good change in the world at all. I only believe that humanity will bring itself to such a state, I hope not to the final one, when it realizes that it needs to change seriously. Question: so are you saying that only when humanity is horrified it will change? Is this the direction you have today? Answer: yes, it should see its end. Question: do you have any hopes? We are talking, we are broadcasting something, you are broadcasting something, one way or another many, many people are watching this. Answer: I hope people will see that they are going to a quick and inevitable end. And then, perhaps, they will understand that there must be some way out. But they do not see this way out. Tell people today, let us treat each other well. So, what is next? Comment: yes. They will immediately remember the cartoon about Leopold the cat, let's live peacefully. All the time there was, let's live peacefully. This is a childish approach for them. And it is very high for you. My response: this is a very high approach, but, unfortunately, it sounds impossible. Although I do not laugh at it and understand that, in principle, that is how it should be. But how much suffering humanity still must go through before it says, enough is enough. Question: but one step before the abyss, what will humanity or man suddenly think about? Answer: I think that when people realize that they are losing everything, for example, children, something so terrible that there is nowhere to run or turn away to, and it is necessary to make a decision, in this case, perhaps they will agree to change something. Because the change will still come from above, but only when we are ready for it. This readiness is like this: when children and grandchildren are under threat of death, disappearance, and extermination, then we will be able to do something with ourselves. Comment: but this is such formula that I cannot stop on the way, but only must come to this point. My response: yes, we move on this way and cannot stop. Question: so, neither my mind nor logic will work? Answer: there must be a feeling, and the feeling is the most internal, dead end, inescapable. But let us hope that, on one hand, we will do something with our dissemination. But, on the other hand, humanity must see its end and decide. I think it can be done. Question: so, can it be heard? Answer: yes. You see, if no bell was turned upside down, then other people can be too. Question: do you still have this hope, some kind of a tiny dot? Answer: there must be a way out. Otherwise, our whole existence is meaningless. But how do we make it happen quickly, smoothly, and maybe even in some way manageable? This is a problem. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, May 29, 2023. Is it possible to change the influence of the Reshimut? Question: if a person suffers in this life, is it karma for bad actions in a previous life? Answer: Reshimut, memories, records of the past, put pressure on a person and determine his present and future. But a person, by his behavior, can change the influence of these records from the past and make sure that they are perceived positively in the present. It all depends on us. Question: what are these records, which in Kabbalah are called Reshimot? Answer: they are information about past actions. Question: is there a Reshimot from future actions? Answer: since there are no future actions yet, there is no Reshimot. We have only assumptions about future actions. Question: where is this information data recorded, these Reshimot from the past? Answer: they are written on our desires, which is called in our soul. From CAB TV's Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, May 18, 2023. Palaces and treasures. Question: In the article Lock and Key from the Introduction to the Book of Zohar, it is written that countless treasures are hidden in the palaces. What are the palaces inside a person, and what are the treasures? Answer: the palaces of the Creator are Kelim, vessels, that is, great desires that can be revealed and filled with the upper light, with the upper treasures revealed in them, in these palaces. And they become like countless treasures. However, we are not talking about treasures of our world where precious stones, gold, silver, and so on immediately come to mind. This means attainment, understanding, and mastery of all the secrets of nature. From CapTV's Introduction to the Book of Zohar, May 21, 2023. Michael Leitman, on Quora: can plants really talk to one another? A research team from Tel Aviv University recently discovered that plants make sounds. They stated that the plant's sounds are like clicks with the same intensity as human speech at frequencies above the range of human hearing. Various animals like bats, mice and insects can pick up the plant sounds, but we cannot. So what do plants talk to each other about? Everything created in nature is the desire to enjoy life. Plants thus communicate to one another the extent by which they can enjoy, what they should be cautious of, and that their communication would benefit other plants because they feel themselves in a single field. It is not only plants. Every atom, molecule and rock has a life of its own and elicits various forms of communication according to its place in the system. What does this mean for us, humans? We need to learn how to rise above our egoistic desires, where we each seek to enjoy at the expense of one another, which makes us mutually reject each other. Instead of rejecting each other, we should learn how to positively connect and complement one another. We would then exist in nature as in a single field where we discover a single force. The single force that we come to eventually discover wants us to positively connect to each other with relations of mutual consideration. By doing so, we would experience the harmony and perfection of that field. It is written about such a state that the wolf shall dwell with the lamb. That is, at a certain point, all parts of creation enter into a state of mutual complementarity and peace. That time comes when we, human beings, will want it. By wanting to rise above our egoistic desires and enter into mutual complementarity among all people, we then compel the rest of the parts of nature to do the same, and we then come to experience nature's eternity and perfection. Based on the video What Do Plants Talk to Each Other About? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Ron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.